Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. This week, as USA Hockey Magazine's podcast once again gets underway, we're heading to Hamden, Connecticut for another dispatch with USA Hockey's Courtney Welch, who spoke with Molly Engström of the U.S. women's team before making the trip overseas for the Four Nations Cup in Sweden.
Hi, I'm Courtney Welch, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today, we got the great pleasure of talking with Molly Engström of the U.S. Women's National Team here in Hamden, Connecticut. Molly, thanks for sitting down with us. We're at the TD Bank North Sports Center, home of the Quinnipiac University men's and women's NCAA Division I ice hockey teams. So you guys have been having camp this week. How has camp been going for you?
It's been going really well, actually. We've had a couple of practices under our belt. My hip flexors and groins are pretty sore, so I'm thankful they didn't make us do the on-ice testing. I don't know what kind of shape I'd be in, but yeah, it's really fun. I think I'm sore because it's just one level above what we're used to, so it's good pace.
So with everyone coming from their own teams, how do you and the rest of your teammates, you know, really come together and build a team just because you guys don't have a lot of time here together?
Yeah, it's tough. I have to say, though, it's easier and more manageable right now than it has been in the past just because we've been doing this for so long. I came from my team. I'm playing for a team in Canada right now, and I'm just so excited every time that I come. And we need a day maybe, but it's like riding a bike. And I'm so happy to be here, and I think we all are, and we just get right to work when we get here.
So do you notice like any difference in dynamics, you know, based on obviously you're playing in Brampton right now, coming from Brampton, you know, with some of the Canadian players and then coming here and skating with the U.S. women's national team?
The dynamics, I think coming from any team, whether I were in college or I were playing for the Boston Blades, I think it's going to be different on those teams than it is coming here. Personally, being in Brampton, it's a little bit different style of play, I think. But we have some of the Canadian Olympians on our team that have some speed, and some size. And so it's a good environment for me to be in. As hard as it is to be up there sometimes, it's really great. And everyone up there is really great to me. And they give me the opportunity to improve and keep getting better.
That's great. Do you notice, like, so when you come from Brampton to here, do you have to change, you know, your style of play at all?
Absolutely not. I think that's one of the great things about the team that I'm on. Like I said, it's a great developmental place for me to be. And really, I've been able to hone my skills. I get a lot of ice up there. And I'm doing some extra training on the side other than practices. So it's been a really great situation. I made a commitment to go there, and I think it's been paying off. And when I get to come here, I just implement everything. So it's great.
So there are some of the under 18 players here at camp, and obviously being around them at the Women's National Festival in Blaine, Minnesota in August, do you find yourself taking on more of a mentoring type role?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of new faces with the U18s here than there were in August, so I don't know many of them. And they're very quiet, and it's kind of hard to get them to talk and have some conversation, but I think they're really happy to be here, and it's our job to push them, but to make them comfortable too and feel part of the team.
So coming up here this weekend is Tri Hockey for Free Day, and there's like 430 sites hosting a Tri Hockey for Free clinic across the country. So it's a great opportunity for kids to come out and try the sport for free. So I want to know, you know, what do you remember about your first time out on the ice?
I grew up playing on an outdoor rink, and I remember my brother playing outside, and I think my dad didn't get in pads right away, and he was in a snowsuit at first. So I remember it being cold. I remember chicken wire and plywood boards. I have great memories of the first time I played hockey and the first time I stepped on the ice.
Who would you say has been the most influential person in your hockey career growing up?
I'd have to say, my parents, They've obviously given me the opportunity. They've been more than supportive of me. And I've been really fortunate along the way to have a great string of coaches, from Shane Cray when I was in Minnesota to prep school at Culver and Mark Johnson. So I've really had a great string of coaches and mentors.
So the 2012 IIHF Women's World Championships will be in Burlington, Vermont this April. What will it be like to play for a championship on home soil?
We're really looking forward to it, and I think that we should have a great turnout. Hopefully we've kind of bogarted enough tickets so it's not packed with Canadians being so close to the border, but we're obviously super excited about it, and just to get people out to the rink and get them excited about our team, because it's a great spot that we're in, and hopefully we're headed in the right direction.
So not everyone's had a chance, obviously, to, you know, be at an actual world championship. So how would you describe that for someone that hasn't had, you know, the experience? I mean, you've played in, at least six so far. So, and then to actually play on home soil, how could you describe that atmosphere for someone?
I mean, at the end of the day, this is the best there is. And it's just a really proud moment, I think, for all of us when we get to play in a world championship and wear the jersey and just be with our team and take that in. It's obviously super competitive, and I think that's part of what keeps bringing me back. You know, I've been around a while, but it's just one of those feelings when you get out there and competing, and especially when you get in front of a big crowd, it's a high. It's exciting.
So away from the rink, what's been keeping you busy? I know you mentioned this fall that you've been pretty busy doing some great charity work. So if you could just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I played road hockey to cure cancer up in Toronto, and it was a really great event. There were thousands of participants out, and I did Run for the Cure for breast cancer on actually that same weekend. And other than that, I just kind of take the opportunity when I get a chance to work with some individual kids in training sessions, and I've actually been doing some home improvement kind of restoration rip-outs for one of my teammates that's in interior design, so I'm getting my hands dirty too.
That's great. So with the training of the kids that you've been working with, obviously, you know, giving some one-on-one advice, what would you say is probably the most common training tip that you've been sharing with them to encourage them in their hockey careers?
Gosh, that's such a hard question. I mean, to be successful and to have a successful hockey career, I think you need to be focused. And that's one of the things. You got to be able to focus on school when you're in school, and you got to be able to focus on your eating when it's time to eat, and sleeping, and training and working on your skills. And at the same time, you always want to keep it fun.
Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.